Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to komensinlaw.org and register today.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network on this Monday morning. It's August 20th. And I think it's official. I think all the kids are back in school. As we were traveling in this morning, school buses are everywhere. Kids standing out by bus stops waiting for the school bus. So please be careful. Be mindful about our school kids this morning and every morning. Remember, those school zones, well, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. That's the magic hour we like to remind you about. Stay engaged. Stay on point. And most importantly, watch out for our kids and school buses as they're traveling in and as you're traveling in. Well, you know, another thing I noticed this morning, DC, when we walked out of the house this morning, because we've been up since early this morning, it was cool outside. It seems like a hint of fall is in the air. And that's really, really exciting, especially if you're back in school and you're ready for football season. Yes, the pros have started preseason. High schoolers and junior high schools have started with scrimmages. We're looking forward to jamborees and lots of games. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. As exciting as it is, it brings some perils. And we want to make sure that all coaches, all parents, and all students really understand about concussions and head traumas. And those are things that we have to be concerned about when our kids are playing ball. We want to go out and we want to enjoy, we want to cheer, we want to have a good time, but we want to make sure that our kids are safe. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning on Point. So we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to a very influential doctor that is working very hard to make sure that not only our kids are safe, but professional ball players are safe, and all people who are playing sports are just a little bit safer. Stay on point this Monday morning. It's 7:37 a.m. It's August 20th. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixsonHasIt.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC. 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hi, I'm Stormy Omardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been on Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about sports this fall. And let me tell you what and whom we're going to be talking about it to. Dr. Julian Bales is the chairman of the Department of Surgery at North Shore University Health Systems and the co-director of the North Shore Neurological Institute in Chicago. Dr. Bales is a nationally recognized neurosurgeon with an expertise in neurovascular disease and has conducted extensive research in traumatic brain injury. He is a recognized leader in the field of neurosurgery and the impact of brain injury on brain function. Dr. Bales is also a founding member and director of the Brain Injury Research Institute, which focuses on the study of traumatic brain injuries and their prevention. Now, in 1994, he has been a neurological consultant. He was selected in 1994 as a neurological consultant to the NFL Players Association, which has supported research on the effects of head injuries on professional athletes. And he's also the medical director of the Center for Study of Retired Athletes, and that's based at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. Now, among the many accolades that Dr. Bales has been honored to receive, he has been one of the nation's best surgeons for 8 consecutive years in the U.S. News World Report's America's Best Doctors and America's top surgeons. And if that's not enough, he is a native of Natchitoches, Louisiana. We welcome him all the way from Chicago, his very first time to the OPT Network. Dr. Bales, good morning and welcome.
Oh, good morning. Great to be here with you.
I tell you what, that is a mouthful of stuff, but really it's tantamount to not only kids and teens. The studies show in the United States about 30 million children and teens participate in some form of organized sports, and more than 3.5 million injuries happen every year. And among those, of course, we've got the minor sprains and strains, but we've got those head concussions. And as we are ushering back into football season, I want you to talk about concussions, first of all, and what they are.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. You know, concussion is just where the brain isn't working right for a period of time, usually from a head impact, hitting your head, or maybe even just the motion of the head undergoing a rapid acceleration, deceleration, as we call it. And years ago, we were taught that a concussion was the brain not working right, but there was no injury to it. We know now that in some cases there can be cellular damage or the cells not working right in the brain or even tearing of fibers. So I think it's said now that we know more in the last decade than we ever knew about brain injury, particularly concussion.
And so there has been a real big issue about something called encephalopathy or CTE, which is really common in sports where there is contact and head contact, most especially. Tell us what encephalopathy really is.
Well, the word itself just means the brain's not working right. CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Chronic means you get it forever, it's not going away. And traumatic means the trauma, prior trauma, caused it. In this case, repetitive injury, repetitive concussions, or perhaps even not knowing someone had a concussion, what we call subconcussive blows, where the impacts are not severe enough that a doctor or athletic trainer or an athlete or parent knows that there's been a concussion. But these repetitive blows may add up with time. And that's what we're seeing and what we worry about as we undergo these high-velocity impacts to the head, particularly in modern football, but also other sports as well.
And so, Dr. Bales, I want to really be clear about this conversation, because there are many people who love sports. Many kids play sports. We're not just talking about football. We're talking about soccer. We're talking about lacrosse. We're talking about contact sports. We don't want to create an atmosphere of fear, but we do want to talk about that contact that happens, and maybe coaches and trainers are just maybe not equipped to understand the magnitude of what happens over time. I want you to talk about that and how we better understand that on the sidelines and during games.
Well, first of all, especially for kids and teenagers, falling off a bike or other activities is probably the most common cause of brain injury. And so you have to put it in perspective. Kids especially are going to be active, and they're going to be in harm's way to some extent. We want these sports to be as safe as possible. But we've recognized in recent years that, especially with repetitive hits to the head, that there is the chance that there may be a concussion or even the subconcussive blows that I talked about. So it's important for trainers and coaches and parents and athletes themselves to realize that either they or their teammates can have a concussion. You're usually not knocked out. Only 1 out of 10 football players gets knocked out with a concussion. So 90% of the time, they're walking and talking, mm-hmm. and they even look normal. So it can be an elusive diagnosis. Everyone needs to know the signs and symptoms and what to look for.
And let's talk about those signs and symptoms that coaches and parents need to look for if their kid, because one of the most exciting things, and, you know, we were just at a football game last Thursday night, and especially the men, you know, hard hits, you know, sticking them, you know, that's what people go to games to see, but they can actually create problems, you know, down the road. What are some of those symptoms and problems that those hard hits, especially to the head and leading with the head, can cause?
Well, a concussion, as I said, usually the athlete is not knocked out. The common symptoms are headache, maybe a disorientation, memory problems, and then later on sleep disturbance, chronic headaches, dizziness, and poor performance at school is sometimes how it's diagnosed. Many concussions are not apparent that they are the night of the injury and are only discerned by parents or athletes in the ensuing days. So the symptoms can be elusive. What we worry about with the chronic traumatic encephalopathy or CTE, and that's in the minority of players, but we worry that with time, that if they've had a prolonged exposure, that they could sustain chronic or permanent brain injury.
And so how do we prevent this from happening? Because in any contact sport, there's going to be just that contact. How do you prevent, you know, concussions and long-term effects, especially traumatic brain injuries and brain disturbances?
Well, I'm biased because I think football is America's greatest sport, and we want it to continue.
Absolutely.
We think it has many, many, many benefits for the athlete as they learn about winning and losing and sacrifice and being part of a team and the joys of getting knocked down on every play and getting back up. That's
football.
To learn for life. That's football. We really have to look at, I think, taking the head out of the game. And it can still be a game that's full of big hits and great athleticism and competition. But you're right, the head-to-head hits and the leading with the head, we hope to remove. One thing we're doing, I'm the medical director for Pop Warner Football, which is the largest youth football in the country, is that we just made an announcement this summer that we're going to eliminate as best we can any head contact in practice.
Absolutely. Let me do this, Dr. Bales. Let me get a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on Sirius XM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT network. This morning, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a very important subject. And I was saying to Dr. Bales during the break, if you're just joining us, Dr. Bales is the chairman of the Department of Surgery at North Shore University Health System and the co-director of the North Shore Neurological Institute in Chicago. And he is a leading expert in the field of brain injuries and head trauma. And I was saying to Dr. Bales during the break that it's such an important conversation to have, especially as we're on the heels of football season starting back up, and not just football season, but sports where there is contact. And we don't want to put parents and coaches and trainers in fear, but we do want to equip them with enough knowledge so that they will understand, because the symptoms of concussions can be so innocuous or so innocent that your child or player may have a concussion and may never, ever know it. And statistics show, Dr. Bales, that by the time a young man has played through his college career, that he has accumulated more than 8,000 blows to his head. And that's, you know, on the face of things, should that concern us?
Well, it should. And one of our big efforts now is to begin to eliminate head contact, especially the unnecessary or gratuitous head contact, and most of it occurs in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a contact sport. We don't want to change that. We don't want to change the style of play in games, but beginning to take the head out of it and the exposure to multiple hundreds of blows to the head, we think makes sense. So at the youth level, Pop Warner, we have made a rule change that this year, except for the linemen in practice, players can't hit head-to-head as part of purposeful practice time.
Well, I think that that's an excellent, excellent rule, especially for those younger kids, and that's really where it starts. And I know that you have been instrumental in the research, and not only in NFL players, and you were a physician for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and ironically enough, they played last night. And you have seen a lot of this over time, but you're also seeing those players that have retired, which you're a part of that as well, that have retired that are having really serious head issues after they leave the game. You know, let's talk about that.
Well, it's an issue, and it's one that we've done a lot of work on. We think it's most players do not have it, but if anybody has it, it's important. So we've done more and more work to try to look at eliminating injuries, eliminating head contact. And then as we go forward, we've really got to look at studying these and monitoring these in their retirement days.
Right. And so what are we saying to coaches and to trainers, especially on the sideline, to give them more of a heads up about, you know, because we look back at the case of Zachary Leisted in 2006, who was a junior high school student who ended up getting a concussion, and it really, really changed his little young life. And, you know, that was because coach sent him back in the game, thought he was okay, and he really wasn't. How do we help to change that aspect of the game?
Well, Zachary Leisted was such an important case because he had a brain injury in football in Washington State. And his problems after that injury were severe, but really led to the passing of the first law in the U.S. And now I think 37 states have laws on the books that say that if an athlete is injured, there must be a mechanism in place to take them out of that game or that practice, and then a very logical way to return them to play. And they must be seen in most states by a qualified, certified healthcare provider. So it's a way that states have begun to legislate or enact methods where it's no longer haphazard. It's no longer at the decision of a coach or a parent even, or a parent coach that, okay, well, we need this player back in there. We've got a big game this weekend. So it's a very logical and safe way to approach. You know, it's much better to miss a game or miss two games than miss an entire season, or to have long-term chronic effects either on your personality or your brain function or your ability to get a job and other aspects of your life.
But don't you think, Dr. Bales, that it's so easy? It is so easy to overlook that, especially when Zachary said, you know, he was okay, he looked okay, everybody thought he was okay. And my concern as a parent who has a 12-year-old, almost 13, that plays, and for all parents, and we, especially with our little boys, our young men, we tell them so often, shake it off, you're okay, you know, get back in the game. You know, how do we get around that? Because those symptoms, once again, they're very unclear.
Well, I think parents, coaches, trainers, and athletes themselves have to realize that we need to have a little bit of a culture change, and that is, it's okay to admit you're not feeling good. It's not unmanly. It's not not being a good teammate. And sometimes, you know, you have to say, look, something's wrong. You know, I have headaches. I can't sleep. I'm dizzy. I don't feel right. I could have a concussion. And get evaluated by a qualified physician or healthcare provider. But parents and everyone involved have to realize that we need to begin to change the mindset a little bit. When it comes to the brain, there is no long-term future in not managing concussions conservatively, accurately, and if any doubt, sit them out.
Mm-hmm. And so let's switch gears to talk about soccer, because soccer is a big, big head sport, really. And the statistics show that girls are having more of an issue, especially in soccer, with heading the ball, so to speak, or hitting the ball with their head, and they're having real, real issues. And so I want to talk to our young women and talk about what's happening in soccer with those same sort of concussions and traumatic brain injuries.
Well, first of all, you know, soccer is maybe not so much in this country, although popularity has really risen, but it's the most popular sport in the world with over 200 million participants. In soccer, players now play a rougher style of play. There's a lot of collisions, and there's hitting of the ball. There's falls to the ground. So in some ways, especially girls' soccer may be right up at the top for their gender in concussion incidents. So it's the same thing. It's looking at styles of play, but it's most importantly recognizing how concussions occur and managing them conservatively. Evaluate the player if there's any doubt. sit them out and don't return them until, as I said earlier, it follows a logical sequence of evaluation by a physician or healthcare provider. Why girls are more maybe more apt to get a concussion than we previously thought, we don't know. There's been a lot of speculation. Some said maybe there's a genetic predisposition. Others say that girls don't have as strong of neck muscles, and so their head may undergo more of an excursion or backwards-forwards movements. Some say that girls are just more honest in reporting their symptoms. They're not tied up in a macho attitude, and so if they don't feel right, they're more likely to admit that something's wrong. So we don't really know for sure. It's very, very interesting, but certainly girls have to be right up there when we consider the risk of concussion.
And so let's talk about the long-term effects of those head injuries. Alzheimer's is one, dementia, and those are things that we're starting to see and recognize, especially in the NFL. You know, you and I talked about during the break, Junior Seau's death. Of course, no real evidence that his suicide reports back to head trauma, but we know that Mike Webster and others, that they have studied their brain and that this was a real issue. Let's talk about those long-term health problems that many of those players will unfortunately face.
Well, we hope to eliminate that problem in the near future, but right now we're still right in the midst of it. And my feeling on the most recent research is that it's probably exposure-based. You mentioned earlier that if you play college football, it's believed now that you've had over 8,000 hits to your head. So, and again, that's why we were the first level of play. The NFL hasn't done it. The NCAA or the High School Federation, we at the youth level at Pop Warner were the first level of play in the United States to begin to take out head contact in practice, knowing that 60 to 70% of the head contact and concussions occur in practice. We realize there's always going to be some head contact, but let's take out the drills and the purposeful ways that players can get head-to-head contact. That's really about all we can do is begin to work on that at our level. Now, we hope that the higher levels of play begin to see that, and I think in some instances they are. I was at the Louisiana Tech University football practice last week, and Coach Sonny Dykes was explaining how they already have taken linemen out of three-point stance.
I saw that in practice.
Yeah, so they, you know, he and other progressive coaches are going to be, Nick Saban has been another one in Alabama who's been very supportive of our efforts at Pop Warner. And also, you know, he says that, look, you know, there's many times people will say, you know, we can't change because I've always done it this way, but there often is a better way of doing things. And that's one big message I've been trying to preach.
And so you think just by virtue of being in a three-point stance is just dangerous by its very nature?
Well, studies have shown that, you know, the linemen are getting head-to-head contact on every play. They're starting off in this down position ordinarily. And they don't necessarily have to do it that way. They can start off in a two-point stance or a squatting position as they do now many times for pass plays. So there are various ways to work around this issue, I think, and make improvements, and that's one thing we're focusing on now.
And so, Dr. Bales, you have done expansive research and study, and you've been at every level of the game, football. You've been at the Pop Warner level, you've been at the collegiate level and professional level, and even have had contact with retired players. Do you see the culture changing? Do you see a real dent in changing the culture so that football, a sport that many of us, millions, love, will be safer?
I do see changes, and I see greater awareness than ever. I see a greater awareness on the part of players and coaches and trainers and the public, parents. So it's very good, and it shows that, you know, we can evolve things. We can make things better. You know, there's a famous story in 1905 that President Teddy Roosevelt called the presidents of all the major colleges to the White House, and there were 19 deaths in football by that year. And he said, look, if you don't if you don't change the style of play of the sport, I'm going to abolish football.
Wow.
And they did. To their credit, they changed it. They eliminated plays like the flying wedge where they would run down on football, kickoffs, all interlocked arms.
Uh-huh.
And it was a very dangerous play. So football is at another crossroads now, and I think if it will evolve and everyone will be part of the solution, I think we can preserve America's greatest sport.
But overall, for all those parents listening and all those coaches and all of those moms especially that we worry about our young boys out on the field, overall, do you think, by and large, football is pretty safe?
It is safe, and you got to look at it this way. It's safer than it ever has been, and there's greater awareness now on everyone's part of what we're dealing with. And if a child or a teenager or older is not playing football, what else are they going to be doing? What are they going to be doing otherwise? Especially for males, it's a very... You know, the teenage years are very, I call it testosterone fuel time. It's high speed, high risk, excitement. So you have to weigh that against what else would they be doing otherwise, and if they're not at football practice or soccer practice, and all the other benefits they learn from playing an organized team sport.
Absolutely. And I know, as we've got to let you go this morning, that you have put in so much work and really traveling around the country to carry this message. What's the most important thing, Dr. Bales, that you will hope to put out there, especially to coaches and to trainers about head injuries? What's the most important thing that you would tell those people this morning?
Well, greater than ever, we know that they are serious, they're real, and if they're not addressed and improved upon, they threaten great sports like football. So as part of being part of our generation, we ought to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And we ought to be supportive of culture change, rule change, styles of play and practice change, and say it's okay. We've learned something we didn't know before. We can make it better.
Absolutely. Dr. Bales, we want to thank you, first of all, for spending the very best and busiest part of your morning with us on the OPT Network, all the way from Chicago. We want to thank you for the work that you're doing and the research that continues to make all of our kids and adults safe in contact sports. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us.
Okay, you're welcome. Enjoy it.
We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we'll be back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Monday, and remember, we always say that you can have what you say. So if you're just getting your morning started and you're driving in and you're saying, woe is me, it's Monday, I want to encourage you right now, shut it down and begin to say what you want to have. Begin to say that Monday is going to be an incredibly great day. You're going to do what you can do, what you can't do. You're not going to worry about it. And we're going to start the week off on the right foot. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network, well, it's sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for 60 years. Also, Carol Kinder. Carol Kinder is your financial advisor. For more information, the number to phone is 318-448-8600. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa Fields and her team are in Rapides Parish and surrounding areas to serve you. The number 318-487-1881, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and the credit union with a heart. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop. It's in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, and McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us this morning, we just wrapped up a conversation with Dr. Julian Bales. It's an important conversation, and moms and dads, especially moms, I don't know about you guys, but when you sit in the stands and you watch, you know, you watch the contact and you begin to understand that it is a contact sport, and we know that, but that injuries do happen. I say it all the time, DC, knowledge is power. The more information, the more knowledge we have, the more powerful we should be. And these are just concerns and questions that we hope that we have been able to answer for those listeners. But what I want to ask you, DC, is this, because with Deuce playing football and baseball, and he had a little injury, and they estimate that 30 million, about 30 million kids worldwide play some form of organized sports. And this summer during All-Stars, he got a little, you know, sort of a little sprain slash strain. And the men, every man on the field, whether it's baseball or football, well, you're telling those boys to suck it up. And now the moms are doing the same thing. Suck it up. Does that change the suck it up culture?
Suck it up.
Does that change it for you? Do you think we need to change that culture of suck it up?
Well, it depends on the sport. I mean, you know, baseball is a little bit different. There's not a whole lot of, you know, you've got your protective headgear, and there's not a whole lot of hitting to the head. Of course, football is a little bit different. It's a more aggressive sport, and, you know, we have to monitor the situation very closely, you know, because there is a lot of hitting going on. Of course, today they have the headgear is a lot better than what it used to be in the past, but you still have to, you know, monitor for, you know, headaches and things of that nature. Just kind of make sure you're in tune, because even though the school is looking out for the safety of the kids, a lot of times things can get by them. So we as parents need to make sure that we're in tune with what's going on with our kids.
I think that's a great point, but I still want to talk about that suck it up mentality. Are we telling our boys especially to suck it up way too much? I can tell you want to say unequivocally no.
Well, you know, basically that's what we know. That's the nature of the sport is, you know, suck it up. Because a lot of the time, and the reason why we do that is because a lot of the times we're getting them in training to be tougher football players. And so if every time they get a little nick or scratch, you go running behind them saying, ooh, you hurt you, you know. that's just not how the game is played.
Well,
you know, sucking it up means if you get a little boo-boo, you got to suck it up. It's not a girly sport. Football is not for girls.
Of course. Well, you know, and that's questionable. But
girls don't play it on any level.
Ooh, that was stinging.
No, I'm just saying. It's a male sport.
It is, but don't you think, though?
A lot of sports are male-dominated. Football is a male sport.
Okay. That is duly noted. Do you think the culture of suck it up needs to, it needs to be tempered? Let me say that.
Well, you know.
You don't want to temper it?
I think you have to suck it up.
You think you have to suck it up.
I think you have to
suck And I think up. That that's the culture that we're dealing with, and I think that that's what Dr. Bales is talking about to some degree. To some degree, I think we have to begin to change that culture.
Now, once you get to the high school level now, Junior high and lower, you know, you have to really monitor and watch because, you know, they really aren't, well, even in junior high nowadays, because you've got some kids now that are so big in junior high that, you know, you have to kind of be concerned. But for the most part, until they get in high school, there's really not a whole lot of, you know, we're saying suck it up because basically it's more mental. You know, a lot of kids are giving up, giving in, the heat gets them. You know, and you're trying to get them mentally tough so that when they get older and they're playing the game, you know, this is where they learn it. This is where you learn how to suck it up. You learn how to suck it up at an early age so that when you get older, you won't let the little minor details slow you down.
Right. But I think it's important to note with this conversation on concussions as we're starting football season that parents, trainers, coaches, and even doctors that are on the field have got to be more mindful. And young men have got to be more honest about their symptoms. If they get dings or they start to see stars or, you know, they've hit hard. Right. And hard hitting has become a culture of the game as well.
Absolutely. Hard hitting has always been the center of the game.
Always.
Always. I mean, you always want to knock the other person's head off. I mean, that's I mean, you know, figuratively, you know, you don't want to figuratively knock it. Head off, but you want to really
literally you don't want to knock his head off, but figuratively you do.
You want to make him know that he's been hit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can understand that this is a male dominated sport, but as mothers, as parents, we just want to say that if your child is having, if he's having dizziness, if he's having headaches, if he's having just not being himself, because as I said earlier in the conversation with Dr. Bales, those symptoms of concussion, your child could have had a concussion and not know it. So understand your child and help your child to understand themselves.
Right. And, you know, football is the only game that you can go around and you hear everybody's intense. You know, you can go to baseball and you never hear the coaches talk. They're, you know, football, everybody's talking loud. And it's all about aggression.
It is about
get over here. What you hear?
It is a very intense game, and we
it's okay to be loud.
And don't you love that?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And we're just seeing that from the switch over to baseball, the switch from baseball.
It's the only time the parents have absolutely no problem with the coach hollering at their kid. Did you hear me say get over there?
Y'all, we're laughing, and you know, as a mother, and that has a 12-year-old, almost soon to be 13 in days, you know, you do get concerned about the bull in the ring. Tell people what the bull in the ring is, because I've never heard of that before.
The bull in the ring is where you take one player and put him in the center of a big circle of players, and he has to protect himself at all times, because one of the players that's out in the ring is going to run up and hit him and try not to let him know it. So he has to make sure when the guy comes up to hit him, he turns around and hit him back.
I don't know if you guys can hear the glee in DC's voice as he talks about about bull in the ring, but it is an intense sport. And you know what? We wanted to have this conversation with one of the leading foremost experts in the country. He's right there from Natchitoches, Louisiana. He's been on every level. He's been on the collegiate level. He's at Pop Warner, which is the very beginning of football for little boys, high school, junior high school, and now he works with those retired players that have gotten injuries due to the hits. It's part of the game, but we just want to tell you to be wise, make sure that you're mindful, make sure that you're checking your kids, and make sure that you have the conversation with them so that they know how to be honest about if they have had some sort of trauma to their brain. Y'all, it's Monday. I don't know about you, but we're feeling rested, feeling ready, feeling the vigor of what this week is going to bring. I tell you what, stay with us. We're going to tell you what's coming up on the other side of this break.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Nolan Walls. My mother passed from breast cancer 7 years ago. That's why I support Team OPT in their effort to raise money and awareness for breast cancer.
Hi, I'm Trish Desitel, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. He services of Voiles and surrounding areas. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts. Of Oils Commission of Tourism, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. I tell you what, as we're switching gears, you guys already know what time of the year it is. We are fighting breast cancer. We are getting on the grind, and we're coming back this year with a vengeance. I'm going to tell you, when we look at the statistics, steadily growing, yes. We know that we got to be the change that we want to see. And what we love the most, DC, is that we have encountered so many people.
Absolutely.
Gotten so many phone calls. Let me give our address before I forget. If you want to phone us, the number at our office is 318-445-5658. Our address is 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2. That's in Alexandria, and you can zip it up with 71302. But as I talk about that, we have had so many people that are saying that they want to be the change that they want to see this year in fighting breast cancer. We've got a list of people that are on board that are saying they're ready. They're ready to kick off this year's Race for the Cure. They're ready to help to eradicate breast cancer. And they're saying, you know what? We didn't get a chance to get involved last year, but we're all about it this year. And so we're super excited to be presenting media sponsors for this year, Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and our affiliate, KAYT. And so we are stepping out. We're going to be calling on communities. We're going to be calling on individuals. We're going to be calling on businesses. And we're going to be calling on you, D.C., the people, to be the change that they want to see in this fight against breast cancer. We're talking now. We're talking about the mega.
Yes.
The mega raffle.
Yes, it is time to put together the second annual mega raffle.
The second annual.
And who knows what's going to be in it this year. Last year we had just
so many things that, I mean, how do we even, where do we even start?
It was a lot of stuff. It was a lot of stuff. You know, we had a lot of people from around Central Louisiana, North Louisiana, get involved in it. People were buying raffle tickets from all over the state of Louisiana. So this year, that is one of the things that we're going to keep in play. Of course, some of the things that we did, we're not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some things we're going to do that we didn't think to do last year. But we are all about raising money to help in this fight against breast cancer, especially since we had firsthand knowledge of how it is helping people right here in the Central Louisiana area. We've had numerous amounts of people call us and said, look, I need to get a breast cancer,
mammogram.
A mammogram. Mm-hmm. How can I go about getting it? I don't have insurance. How can I go about getting it? And of course, this is saving people's lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, out of all the things that you do in life, when you can do what seems to be not a lot, just lending our voice and the network to this cause has been, it's been life-changing for us, D.C., really.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's near and dear to our hearts. Of course, we help a lot of causes, but this particular one is one that, you know, we decided 2 years ago, actually, that we were going to get involved in. We had to wait a year for it to come back around. And, you know, last year was highly successful. we were awarded the Covetous Award for raising more money than any other sponsor or team.
Or coveted, yeah.
But, you know, last year we raised $20,000 and gave them a check for $20,000. And
it was a little bit more than that.
Like 280,000.
Yeah. And we were just instrumental in bringing so many people together. And I think that that was even bigger than the money that we raised.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people were shocked at our community getting involved and helping and being the change in what they wanted to see.
And you know what really warms my heart more than anything as we are doing the second annual mega raffle, the people that have already called, we've got a list of names that we, people that were on our team last year, but people, new people that said, you know what, I heard you guys, I want to be a part of it. You know, how can I help? That has been heartwarming more than we can say.
Absolutely. And due to situations that we're dealing with, of course, we run this company here and it is very busy. So mostly what we have to do is we have to sort of put our situation on hold.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get it ready to where we can basically put it on cruise control for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll be raising money until November. So once we start it up, I mean, we're running wide open for that length of time. You know, I'm going to have to, you know, put my boat up.
Are you going to put the boat up?
You know,
we've been having talks about putting the boat up, you know.
No fishing during this time.
Uh-oh. I don't know how that's going to work out.
It's time to get down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because normally on weekends, we're out fundraising.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Yeah,
that is big. That is big for you to put the boat down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that just speaks to how we have to put our own needs aside to help others and to be the difference makers for our brothers and our sisters. And
absolutely.
You know, as I said in church on Sunday, and I thought about getting cranked up again, I looked around the congregation and I looked around as I look around and there's a lesson everywhere I look, it seems. I wondered how many women were sitting on the pews that have breast cancer that don't know it. How many that are sitting on the pews that have breast cancer and do know it.
Right.
and how many people have actually survived breast cancers. They are filling our churches, our synagogues, our cathedrals, our world. And so as they are, we're taking this moment, this time, as we will on a daily, regular basis, to ask you to put your particular self-interests aside for that of your sister. And our brother friends, our small percentage of brother friends that will get breast cancer, but we know that one in eight sister friends will get breast cancer. Wow. It's tough.
It is.
It's tough to talk about, and but it's very real.
Absolutely. And the thing about breast cancer, I think, that pulled us into it, you know, especially as we grew closer and closer to Janice Joseph Risho,
mm-hmm.
and watched her go through the process, mm-hmm. of getting breast cancer and dying from breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that if they would go and have the mammograms, once they find out they have it, they don't have to die. And this is why this is one that we decided, because we are actually having hands-on in saving lives.
Right.
Now, a lot of things we get into, you know, it's so far up the road that we'll be actually helping. It's not a direct, this is a direct way,
right,
to help to save somebody's life, because the difference in a person having a mammogram now versus 3 years from now can be life and death.
Right. And, you know, what I love the most is that we can do this, that God has given us a voice to do this and to speak out. And the life that you could be helping to save very well could be your own.
Absolutely.
And that's the family member. Yeah. And that's the real. That is the real deal about this issue. And you know what? I know that there have been lots and lots of media swirling around the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. But I will say this. Women are dying. Women are getting breast cancer every single minute of the day. Some woman is being told that she's got breast cancer. And you know what? I will not be moved by the media reports. We will not be moved by the negativity that would try to surround this good cause that is saving lives. What we will be moved by are our actions to be the change that we talk about every single day. That's what we will be moved by. We will not rest until every woman that needs a mammogram gets a mammogram.
Yeah.
And that every woman learns to value, love herself, love her body, and identify the changes in her body. We won't be satisfied until then. Y'all, it's Monday. I'm going to tell you, I hope you feel as great as we do. We're on a mission, and we're asking you to join us. Let me get a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
Whether you're traveling north or south, on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you.
We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, my name is Gwen Johnson, and I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Colette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Laura Bryan with First Federal Bank, Louisiana, and I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I support Team OPT and its efforts to raise money and awareness in the fight against breast cancer.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Darlene St. Romain and her team, and Bunky, the number to phone, 318-346-2540, in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. For more information about the Southwest safety messages, www.beresponsible.com. You know, just as we were sitting here talking, we want to give a big shout out to Reverend Henry Hudson. He's from the big town of Marksville, Louisiana. He called up during the break and he said, you know what? I want to give a donation. I want to be the change that I want to see in this fight against breast cancer. And we thank you, Reverend Hudson, for being the change that you want to see. But we thank you for the compassion that God has moved upon your heart to be the change that you want to see. And as I talk about Pastors DC, we just can't say enough good things about Pastor Chris Augustine. New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church.
Cattonport, Louisiana.
That's right. Miss Dorothy Hernandez and Miss Alicia Aldridge and all of the leaders and the members of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. You absolutely, the words that I have to say about what this church did for our morale, you know, it's not often that I am speechless. But
absolutely. Well, if it wasn't for people like New Jerusalem Baptist Church, I don't think we would have been able to raise $20,000.
Absolutely.
Because there's times when you get down in this process, you know, there's times when you go down. And when you see people like that that just come in and say, look, we're going to do this and we're going to do it every month.
Mm-hmm.
Every month.
Every month.
They sent money to the OPT Susan G. Komen Fund every month.
Every month. And that has... that has increased the monies that we've already raised just by their commitment.
Absolutely.
And their sacrifice to do that. And really talking to Pastor Augustine on the air, and he had no idea that we were even, because we had never even spoken to them. Never laid eyes on them. But we just wanted them to know that we appreciate his coming together in one spirit, one heart, with Team OPT to be the change, not just in their community, but in this state and all of the places that we touched to really eradicate breast cancer and to create change. And he even suggested that we come to their church and that we talk about it. And that's one of the things that we have really been considering, is going around speaking to church groups and asking churches to get more involved. And we know that churches have a lot on their plate, but when you pastors and leaders of all the churches look around at your congregation and you've got many women that are hiding the fact that they have breast cancer or that it is unspoken because it is their personal business, then that lets you know that we need to raise money so that every woman can get the proper treatment so that breast cancer can ultimately be eradicated.
Absolutely. And it just took a lot for Pastor Augustine. We're just truly glad that he chose charity that we're heading up and trying to raise money for. And it takes people in leadership positions.
Mm-hmm.
It takes real leaders to lead the people, because a lot of people want to give to stuff and just don't really know where to go to give, how to mm-hmm. give. And it takes leaders in different communities, in different sections of different cities, to step up and lead. You know, and when you're having a situation, everybody wants to lead until it's time to lead.
Isn't that the truth?
Everybody wants to lead until it's time to lead. But there's and everybody is not, this is not for everybody. You know, of course, there were some people who raised up last year in Cottonport, in Marksville, in
Monroe,
Winfield,
mm-hmm.
Natchitoches, and in so many different cities, that people just raised up and started, you know, being involved in this, because we're gonna kind of hit in, and we're consistent. You know, once we start in with the fundraising, we're gonna see it through. You know, we don't start and stop and start and stop.
Right.
You know, once we get involved with it, that's why, you know, we sort of eased into it this year because we had a lot of other things going on, and we've still got some things going on.
Right.
But we feel that this is one of the most important things that we've done in our lifetime.
Right.
Was to give to somebody else. So we're, you know, wanting to be diligent again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just expecting that people out there in the community will feel compassionate and feel what we're trying to do and become a part of it.
And you know what, DC, we would be very remiss if we did not just all the love and all the support and the work that the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union
Absolutely.
Did was unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Led by the CEO, Cindy Beauregard.
Absolutely. Cindy and her team did a wonderful job, and they will definitely be a part of it this year. And let's not forget Darlene and her team. And her team did a phenomenal job of helping us raise funds last year. Anything we did, they participated in.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was, they gave to it without even thinking about
Without even thinking. And Darlene,
there was a slew of churches.
And Darlene, let me just say that we will be calling upon you and your team this year again.
She called upon us.
She called upon us.
You know, Darlene is an action person.
She is an
what
action
I love
person.
About her. She don't just talk about it. You know, and then what I like about Darlene is you give her the instructions and she follows it. You know, some people, they say, well, we want to do this and we want to do that. And you say, okay, do this. And they never do.
And they don't do anything. I know.
They wonder why they don't get anything from it.
Right.
You know, the blessing is in the instructions.
Absolutely. And we want to be a blessing to our community. And this is just the beginning. We're going to be telling you probably every single day how you can get involved in this movement. But let me just say, because I know we're just about out of time, DC, but I want to remind everybody that the Boonville Memorial United Methodist Church is going to be having a health screening, and that's going to happen August the 25th. So we want to remind people to go out there as we're talking about health issues.
Absolutely. And we just want to thank the many churches, because there were a lot of churches
mm-hmm.
who got involved last year, because, you know, at first it looked like everybody started off kind of slow and with a little bit of prompting, a lot of churches got involved. And we would just like to thank those churches again for being the change that they want to see in this fight against breast cancer. And, kudos to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kudos to the churches. But you know what I want to say? I want to say, yes, we did have some churches involved last year, but we hope that those numbers will grow infinitely larger this year.
Absolutely. Because when you look at it, it doesn't take a lot. But if you have a lot who gives a little,
mm-hmm.
in other words, if every church in Central Louisiana was doing what Jerusalem
Missionary Baptist
Church was
mm-hmm.
doing, man, we might be nobody around here would have breast cancer.
Absolutely, and breast cancer, we might add, is one of the most common cancers among women in the United States, and it is most frequently diagnosed. In every racial and ethnic group, including African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian Pacific Islander, and Hispanic, Latina women. And so this is a disease that doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care what color you are. It doesn't care how much money you have. It doesn't matter where you come from. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer. And you know what? We're tired of it. And we know that we can change it, but we got to get to work. You know, it's easy, and DC talked about it earlier, how everybody wants to lead until it's time to lead. And I go back to that commercial, lead, follow, or get out of the way. If you want to lead, just lead. There's so much room to lead. Listen, we'd love for you to join Team OPT, but I promise you, if you call up and you say, I'm creating my own team, we'll support that.
Absolutely.
We will 100% support every person that says that they're starting a team, and not just in word, but in deed. And you're putting your hand to the plow, getting to work.
Absolutely. And then there's going to be spectators, you know?
Well, always.
Right.
You know?
Just go ahead and spectate and watch us raise this paper. Spectate!
It's just not as fun to spectate. You know what? The energy, the people that we have met, the people that have joined the network through this wonderful mission has just been incredible. Every story. You know what? I don't care what we were doing. I don't care if we were shopping at the grocery store or if we were headed to take our little boy to practice. It doesn't matter if we were selling advertising. It doesn't matter what we were doing. We stopped for every single person that stopped the cruiser that wanted to. If you want to stop the cruiser and give a donation, know that 100%, hear me, because money gets misappropriated all the time, 100% of your money will go to